In a tight vote on Tuesday night, Tanchamar Council passed first reading of changes to its Code of Conduct bylaw that will increase the severity of sanctions that can be exacted on councillors who are found in violation. The new Code of Conduct will now go to second and third reading, which often happens in one meeting. Four councillors opposed the first reading on Tuesday, including Councillor Debbie Wiggins-Caldwell, Councillor Josh Gauguin, Councillor Barry Hicks, and Councillor Bruce Finney. Wiggins-Caldwell said she had concerns about the potential for a maximum 90-day suspension as one of the new sanctions listed in the revised bylaw.
Councillors, as elected officials, shouldn't be suspended at all.
Under Tanchamar's current Code of Conduct bylaw, councillors can face a number of reprimands, ranging from being required to issue an apology or take training, to being suspended from council-appointed positions, or being docked pay. But the current revision proposes outright suspension from all duties, including attending council meetings and voting on motions. That's something that right now is only possible as an order from New Brunswick's Local Governance Commission. Wiggins-Caldwell said that residents of wards with just a single elected councillor would be particularly hard hit by a possible councillor suspension. That concern sparked a conversation about the role of councillors to represent all Tanchamar residents, despite the electoral reality of voters only casting a vote for those running in their ward. Wiggins-Caldwell also expressed concerns about a section of the code that requires councillors to avoid forming alliances with other councillors for the purpose of controlling council meetings, agendas, or outcomes. That line already exists in Tanchamar's current code of conduct, but it does not appear in the provincial code of conduct regulation, and Wiggins-Caldwell said she worried it could be misconstrued.
Councils talk from time to time on topics concerning the constituents in Tanchamar, which I think is very helpful, and I wish this would happen for more good of our community. And I hope this healthy communication is not misconstrued as forming alliances.
Mayor Andrew Black told Wiggins-Caldwell that the section was meant to prevent control of council meetings as opposed to healthy communication between councillors. But Councillor Josh Gauguin shared Wiggins-Caldwell's concerns.
If you're forming an alliance, if I want something, like if I'm putting forward a motion and I go talk to the councillors and I say, well, I want your support, that could be considered as an alliance. I know it's far-fetched, but still, somebody could come and say, well, you know, you're forming an alliance. So it's how you're interpreting. This is how we're looking at it. You guys are looking at it a different way, but it's if somebody decides that they want to launch a code of conduct violation against us, then...
Councillor Barry Hicks said he would like to hear from experts on municipal politics, such as Jeff Martin, a politics professor at Mount Allison University.
I personally would like to see somebody like Dr. Martin from Mount A or somebody in that profession to have a look at this bylaw and see what needs to be in there and what doesn't need to be in there. That's what their profession is. So.
No councillors made motions to amend the proposed bylaw, but Gauguin did make a suggestion to remove the suspension sanction.
If it says that we may add this suspension, and if it seems like to be an issue to most of council or part of council, let's just remove it then.
Tanchamar Clerk Donna Beale responded to that suggestion by pointing out that if the possibility of suspension was removed from the bylaw, then council would not be able to use it as a sanction, even if it were somehow recommended by a third party. Councillor Tower said he felt a suspension sanction was vital for the revised bylaw, but agreed with Gauguin and Wiggins-Caldwell on concerns over the prohibition on forming alliances. In the end, Councillors Butcher, Estabrooks, Martin, Tower, and Mayor Andrew Black voted to pass first reading and send the revised bylaw untouched to a future council meeting.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.